Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. We are now simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv the last 2 hours of the Monday through Friday four-hour radio transmission live from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. I do want to encourage all of you to go to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and download the free podcast. Now over 150,000 people downloading the six-day-a-week podcast. We're here Monday through Friday and then back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., 150,000 people subscribing to the free podcast and creating their own archives, creating their own archive pages, sharing them with friends. Please share the fact that people can listen how they want, when they want, where they want with the InfoWars.com podcast. You just go to InfoWars.com. In fact, plug InfoWars.com in on screen for people where it says Alex Jones Radio Show. And when you go to that page and click on it, it's the tab there right up on top, guys, right above Obama in that photo where it says Alex Jones Radio Show. Yeah, you click on that, and it takes you to a subpage, the listen page, first link right there, and you can subscribe to the free podcast there. You can get us on Twitter, get us on Flycast, everything right there at InfoWars.com. There's also links at PrisonPlanet.com to the listen page. And 150,000 people getting the free podcast every day sounds like a lot. That is only a fraction of our AM and FM audience listenership, which is in the millions every day now. We are also number one on the audio streams at Shoutcast, number one radio talk show, and routinely number one total, even over music. And that is only a fraction of our streams that actually show up on that as well. A lot of them, we have flash streams and window streams and other things that don't show up at Shoutcast.com. And by being number one in the ratings on Flycast and on Shoutcast and being very high up on Twitter, by doing all of this, new people that are perusing the front pages find us. See, I don't care about being number one on YouTube and Google just so I can say I'm number one, that all my films turn out to be number one for a week, a month, or off and on, year after year, they're number one. It's important to be number one because people go and do their viewing on Google Video and YouTube and other big video sites off the main page. What's number one? Now, the problem was Patriot videos, anti-New World Order videos, were basically always number one on YouTube and Google. So Google's gotten rid of Google Video. The old videos are there, but they said they're about to get rid of those too, just flush millions of them out. But they first wouldn't let you see the numbers and wouldn't let you know what the numbers were unless you'd uploaded it yourself. You know, I'd see our video and say, oh, look, Fabled Enemies, 5 million views. But the public couldn't see that. We did screenshots, of course, in the control panel. Now they don't let us upload. Now they're just completely getting rid of it. YouTube, you know, 15 million views on YouTube and other channels we can count up for the Obama deception, and I haven't counted it up in a month. Being number one means all those new people see that. So what's YouTube doing? They're taking the number one videos off the front page and saying popular. And what's popular? Atheism, CPS grabbing kids and saying it's good. And if you want to be an atheist, that's your issue. But you shouldn't cheat and have YouTube say you're most popular when you're not. They'll put the amazing atheist up when he's got 100 views, and at the end of the day, he has 300,000. We can have 5 million views on a video, they never put it on the front page. And we approached YouTube about the partner thing to put ads on it so we could maybe fund our operation. And they said, no, we don't want you as a partner. So see, there's all this discrimination. Like, I have to wear a big yellow star at YouTube. I'm evil. I'm bad. You know, it's like I'm in a Nazi Germany at YouTube with them cheating us and shutting us down and revoking us. And I've got to go to federal court and file, which we did to get the YouTube channel back. Your calls and a ton of news straight ahead, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones, and this is the GCN Radio Network.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, I got busy out there talking to Gary Franchi and William Lewis during the break and almost got late coming back into studio here. And we've got so many GCN studio feeds here that I'm having trouble pulling up my call list from Minnesota. Is it Matt, Scott, Steve, and others? Okay, great. All right, we're going to go ahead and go to your calls right now. And then I'm going to get into the controlled economy that we are going into here in this society, and more on the FEMA camps, more on this whole control grid that is unfolding. Right now, let's go ahead and go to your calls. Matt in the UK. Matt, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex, and greetings from the UK here. Just thought I'd give your listeners and yourself a bit of news in the UK. What the government's proposing in this country regarding Internet too, as you mentioned quite a few months ago. What they want to do is, it states here, every family with a telephone line could be hit with a £6 a year tax to pay for the rollout of superfast broadband, the government said yesterday. What's your take on that?
Well, I'm looking at articles from all over the country. One state's proposing a 16% hike on the state income tax, another state 20, another state 30. Other states are announcing doubling of different fines and fees. So as the economy implodes, we will pay more and more taxes because it's all going to be interest to the bankers instead of even the government services. And I guess in a way that's kind of a good thing, because as everything goes to interest to the bankers, they won't have as much money for CPS to kidnap kids and police to taser people. But if you actually look at things, they're actually increasing the funding for tasering and FEMA camps and CPS grabbing kids. It's just that schools and roads and infrastructure is imploding. So, yeah, they're going to run everybody to ground. They are going to bankrupt everybody and squeeze and squeeze and squeeze until you can't afford to pay for yourself, much less children. Because the Club of Rome, the Eugenicists, the UN have said on record, they want to bankrupt the world economy so everybody's so poor you can't afford to have children. And so the government can come in and get you on welfare, but then dictate, since you're on a government paycheck, that you can't have children. This is a key attack they're launching right now.
Yeah, they're also saying, some top medical scientists said on the British news, I think it was last week, said if you do not vaccinate your child, and basically that they will not be allowed in the schools. Is that happening in America?
Exact same thing in Australia, Canada, the U.S., all the same globalists running it. They're saying they're going to make a mass inoculation centers and force kids now to take flu shots three times a year. Now, you can pull up the studies. Three flu shots doubles your chances of Alzheimer's. Just like you mentioned doubling cell phone taxes or 50% increase in England, the same thing was announced here. Jaron in there pulled it up in like 10 seconds. IRS mulls increasing cell phone taxes in U.S. You know, Obama promised no new taxes except on people making over $125,000 a year. That's per person, couples, $250,000. And he's raising dozens of new taxes. Google for everybody on screen right now, flu shots, three flu shots doubles Alzheimer's. And the government admits it. Absolute fact. And that's why you got 25, 30-year-olds getting Alzheimer's now. But they take their shot every year, and they lose their mind, and they forget who they are, and then they quit breathing, and they die, and eugenics is served, and they're good citizens. And, yes, they're announcing forced inoculations, flu shots, saying martial law is good on the news. They're just throwing it in the slave's face. There's no end, Matt. I appreciate your call. The nightmare won't end until we wake up and say no. Scott in California. Scott, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, Alex, I wanted to get your take on this Operation Blackjack that's been on the Telegraph UK website.
Yes, we wrote a three-part series at Infowars.net by Steve Watson. And in Operation Blackjack, the government starts staging terror attacks and blaming it on Al-Qaeda that leads into nuke attacks and world government. And then in the end, the world government wins for your own good, and they won't even say who did it or why they wrote it. And in Operation Blackjack, on the 22nd of June, terror attacks are launched. I usually don't go off things that set dates, but, and then you make your point, but I want to just fill people in, but remember the Fox TV show Lone Gunman, a spinoff from X-Files, where 6 months before 9/11, they run an episode of a hijacked jet being flown on the World Trade Center. It's hijacked by remote control, blamed on Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, run by a group in the government, and they use a drill, a war game drill, to make NORAD stand down. Now, exactly that was done 6 months later. Then, doesn't stop there, Dean Haglin, the star of the show, shows up at my door, the star of the show, knock, knock. Dean Haglin is at my door and says, the CIA planted these stories on us. What do you make of them apples?
Well, I think it's very suspicious, and I think that those premonitions of 9/11 certainly are, you know, relevant here. And in addition to that, I just noticed this morning on Prison Planet, there's a story that talks about there's a number that's in the slideshow of Operation Blackjack on the ID card for the North American Union. And on the story that's on Prison Planet, someone has taken that number and put it into what's called a hexadecimal to string converter, taking that and interpreting it as a hexadecimal computer number, and then it converts it into actual words. And what that translates to, even though the site claims that this is a fictitious story, what that translates to is this is not simply entertainment. So that's what the numbers on there convert to when you...
Where are you saying that is posted?
That's on Prison Planet. That's by the author's Remix World, Wednesday, June 17th. Right? It was this morning, just this morning.
Okay, good. I missed that report. That's up on PrisonPlanet.com right now?
That's right.
Good. We have a new area for our great listeners, who many of you are a lot smarter than I am, to write articles, to point out bills. Last Friday, I was up here doing the show at night, and the caller called in and said, have you seen this bill where the government can kidnap your kids with no warrant federally? And there was another bill they called in, and I saw the bill, read the bill number, and then lost the number and said, can somebody write an article? I mean, so much evil is happening, we can't even keep track of it. It's writers@Infowars.com. Submit articles that you want us to post, and we will post them, original articles, analysis, blurbs, writers@Infowars.com, and we will start getting those up. Thank you so much. Anything else, sir?
Well, two more things just to point out in relation to this. This weekend, there's this NORTHCOM Ardent Century 09 happening.
Yeah, they're doing a NORTHCOM takeover drill, and Homeland Security admits with foreign governments aiding the United States when we're under terror attacks. So open foreign troop drill, and I videotaped these in the real world. This is a cyberspace. Practicing with the EU taking over the United States. Doesn't that sound nice?
Yeah, and it's on the same dates that this is supposed to, you know, according to the fictitious comic strip, you know, supposed to happen. That along with last weekend in New York, there was an operation called New York, You Have a Problem, where there were NYPD and FBI doing drills for nukes in New York. I don't know if you're aware of
and
that.
And all over the U.S., you'll see in the paper, explosion. We're seeing if it was terrorists. And then a day later, it'll say, oh, it was just a drill where they blow up a real car. They're doing that to make the police feel like the terror threat's real. And so the public sees bombs going off, you know, up by Waco they did one. They're doing them in San Antonio, Chicago. People are like, what happened? I don't know. And a day or two later, they mention in the back of the paper, oh, it was a drill. But then the rumors all start that terrorists are hitting word to word, and that creates the fear. So they're even giving us simulated terror attacks to make us submit, which I guess is a lot nicer than them staging the terror attacks of 9/11 again.
Yeah, so is your take on this that it's more just like a psyop or a something to distract people?
You never know. I mean, why did Governor Frank Keating, why did his brother, published a year before Oklahoma City bombing, publish a book called American Jihad, and in it, a Tim McVeigh bombs the Alfred P. Murrah building? And then he dedicates the book to the Knights of the Secret Circle. Do you know what the Knights of the Secret Circle are in mainline research?
No, I don't know that one.
Knights of the Secret Circle is Knights of the Golden Circle. It's high-level Masons or Ku Klux Klan.
Wow.
So he dedicates it to the Ku Klux Klan, and then, I mean, you know, you can't make this stuff up.
No, it just seems like there's just so much premonition of all these different events. It's just very
scary. It's the enjoyment of throwing it in our face. I appreciate your call. Yeah, I should talk more about these drills. And talking about them can stop them from carrying out the next drill. So that's always important. And we have discussed that. We have posted articles at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And the establishment, the criminals, are going to have to stage terror attacks to get their new world order in. They need to stage terror attacks so they can lock down the people saying they're doing it for your protection. You guys are looking up hexadecimal mathematics. Did you look up flu shot Alzheimer's connection? Maybe I missed it, but I'm going to put that on screen. Study, children who get flu vaccine have 3 times the risk of hospitalization for flu. That was out of the Mayo Clinic and Johns Hopkins. No. Not how it kills the kids. Parents have got to experience that for themselves. That's kind of how we get our patriot movement, is the people the enemies hurt. I try to warn them, but if they want to go ahead and hurt their kids, that's their business. I want to find the one about 3 flu shots doubles Alzheimer's. Flu shots 3 times more likely to get Alzheimer's. Just say flu shot Alzheimer's. And then big reports. It's an absolute fact. Because they put 5 times the mercury in flu shots they do in the regular shots. And now they're saying they're going to make school kids take them 3 times a year. I mean, the kids won't be able to talk soon, the poor little things. But you don't do it, the SWAT team's there. I'll never forget in Maryland, they had police dogs, and thousands of kids crying, going, I don't want it. And the judge going, it's the law, take it. And I had the state attorney on who was forcing everybody, and he goes, I don't make my kids take it. Sort of laughing. He goes, yeah, there's no law, but we tell them there is. And boy, you're going to take that mercury, little kid, because the government loves you. Yeah, we're the people that gave the black men syphilis. Now take your shot. Yeah!
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid. So Cyrus Jones, live forever, grave digger.
All right, I am continuing here.
Would you make it shallow
with your phone calls?
So I can feel.
Who's up next year? I kind of lost track of my calls, John. Stephen in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Welcome. Thanks for holding.
You Hi, my name is Steven. I would like to represent Lower Providence, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Okay, I'm not sure what that means, but...
What I see is a lot of kids brainwashed nowadays. Kids are following dumb shit.
All right, let him go. Appreciate it. Figured you were a pothead. This is not the show for people to call in and talk like that, son. Up next is Steve in Tennessee. Steve, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How's it going, Alex?
Good. Welcome.
I'm calling to represent firefighters for 911truth.org.
Okay, go ahead.
If we can get more and more listeners to go to that site and sign the petition, and if we can get firefighters to join the site, I think that would help things out a lot in getting a reinvestigation of 9/11. That's one chance we might have. I created a MySpace page for them. It's myspace.com/firefightersfor911truth.org or firefightersfor911truth. And there's about 150, 200 firefighters on there now, and it's only been going for 3 weeks. So, there's some hungry people out there for justice. And
for those that don't know, there's architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth, over 700 members. There's physicists for 9/11 Truth. There's pilots for 9/11 Truth, air traffic controllers for 9/11 Truth, victims' families for 9/11 Truth. We've had them on, the heads of the majority, biggest 9/11 family groups, saying the majority of them believe it's an inside job. There's military veterans for 9/11 Truth. I mean, we have the facts, we have the science, and it's real simple. Your gas-powered stove doesn't melt with those temperatures that are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of degrees higher than the hottest those buildings could burn. Those buildings were blown to kingdom come.
Exactly. Exactly. And, there's facts to glore. I mean, they have it on their sites, buildings that literally burnt for days, and they're still standing. When those buildings falling, faster than free fall, I mean, that should be a big red flag, but people just don't want to hear it. And then when you throw in firefighters for 9/11 Truth, that really grabs the attention of people. I've been surprised. I mean, there's been people I've talked to in the past that just didn't want to hear about it. And then I mentioned firefighters for 9/11 Truth, and all of a sudden they're interested. So that seems to be a good avenue on waking people up.
Absolutely. It certainly is. Anything else, sir?
Yeah, you were talking about the vaccines and how they're going to make it mandatory. And I tell you, one interesting fact on the vaccines is if you look into nanotechnology and the capabilities they have these days of inserting nano-sized chips. So that could be what's to come.
Well, absolutely. I agree with you, and I appreciate your call. Actually, we already have nanotech. Along the lines of Incredible Journey, where they shrink the little submarine down to the tiny size of a grain of sand and inject it into the body? No. But most nanotech is going along the lines of biological now, where they program biological systems. I mean, what are bacteria? They start dividing. They multiply. That's a form of nanotech, a self-replicating micro machine. It's just a biological machine. So there's a whole class, several classes of vaccines, we've had medical doctors and virologists and epidemiologists on to talk about this. There's whole classes of vaccines that, quote, cure, these are the new high-tech vaccines, cure drug addiction. And you can Google a story like new vaccine to cure cocaine addiction or to cure smoking. And what they say these do is they go in and create plaques, viruses, live viruses, go in some of these drugs and attack the brain and actually create a type of lobotomy. A lobotomy is just doing surgery to change the makeup of the brain. And they go in and they create plaques at the neuroreceptor sites in the neurons of the brain in the electrochemical areas. And then the body can't pass the drugs on, the cocaine, the heroin, the nicotine, but also your regular endorphins that your body creates naturally can't get there. So, yes, they have viruses that they can program to go in and do whatever they want to your brain. That means kill you, make you a vegetable, make you blind, make you not be able to enjoy a cigarette, make you not be able to taste the taste of chocolate. They can program them to do whatever they want.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Coming up, life on the edge of a bubble, blowing the American dream.
He ain't my friend.
With director William Lewis.
And I'll rise again.
Very important film dealing with the economy. And have we talked to William yet about what clips he wants to play coming up on the show? Because we're rapidly accelerating towards the time to have him on. Okay, good. And any clips he wants to play, too. Ask him if there's a good part he wants to play. Okay, fantastic. I'm continuing with your phone calls here. I want to get into some other news and recap some top stories ahead of our guest being in studio with us. Before I do that, I want to thank a couple of the sponsors, eFoodsDirect.com. And eFoodsDirect.com is the name in storable foods, non-GMO, non-hybrid. This is who I have trusted with My Storable Food. This is where I bought My Storable Food. This is what I believe the best prices are, the highest quality. This is who I use. The website is efoodsdirect.com, the letter E, foodsdirect.com, or 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or again, the website, efoodsdirect.com. We don't have to remind you that you need food to survive. And one of our great sponsors is eFoods Direct, is the longest continually operating portable foods company in the country. They also happen to be true patriots and have supported the freedom movement for years and years. With the looming depression, all the uncertainty and the wars and the rest of it, even if there's a small chance we're going to have a serious depression, you should have affordable food. And unfortunately, folks, for all of us, it's more than just a small chance. Continuing also with another one of our fine sponsors, and we're going to go back to your calls. FrontSight, FrontSight.com. Have you heard of the millionaire patriot, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, the founder of the FrontSight Firearms Training Institute, is offering a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training to my listeners, and my listeners only right now. The offer is only available for a limited time because Dr. Piazza is literally paying his own money out of his pocket to be able to offer you this deal, and it won't last forever, so listen up. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at FrontSight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Act fast, and they will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time for you and your family to be armed and trained to levels that exceed even law enforcement and military standards. From FrontSight providers such as training, FrontSight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. Thousands have already taken advantage of this opportunity, and you should too. Don't miss out. Go to FrontSight.com and get your free training today. Get your training and free gun today. And basically what it comes out to is you pay half price for the training and get a free gun on top of it. It's very inexpensive. And FrontSight is the name in personal defense. I mean, I heard about these people 10 years ago as the creme de la creme from police and people I know and friends I have and people in the Patriot movement. FrontSight, FrontSight.com. Or visit them by clicking the banner on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Okay. I want to move quickly through your calls now because I got some news I want to get to. Let's go ahead and talk to Colin in Texas. Colin, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Alex. We love you for speaking the truth. The reason I'm calling is I've been a diabetic for 17 years, and I now realize they're putting metacresol in the insulin as a preservative. It's a known carcinogenic. It causes renal failure. It kills your lungs, your liver, attacks your central nervous system, and it equals almost half the amount of the insulin. Who makes the product? Eli Lilly, who also makes Prozac and methadone. But I was scared to speak out because I'm a legal immigrant to this country from Canada, and I was worried about my family and the repercussions of it. But they've just given all diabetics a death sentence with this product. So what are your thoughts? I don't know what to do.
Well, I don't specifically know the details of that particular additive to the drug you were talking about, but I do know that Bayer Pharmaceutical knowingly shipped out over 1 million dosages of Factor VIII, a blood drug, knowing it would kill every hemophiliac and person that took it, and then that came out in court documents, MSNBC's reported even, that they knowingly shipped it out knowing it would kill the people. I know that Merck, who made Vioxx, they knew was going to kill people, knew that the Gardasil HPV shot for girls was going to kill and maim a lot of people because their own trial showed that. And now we have the headlines out of the Australian newspapers and the U.S. papers. Merck planned to send out hit teams, quote, to where they live and liquidate doctors and scientists that expose them, i.e. kill. I covered that last Monday. So, yes, Big Pharma is eugenicist. And eugenicists are the same folks with the black men and syphilis, Tuskegee, the radiation of the foster kids in the 40s and 50s and 60s. That has all just intensified. The UN has been caught putting HIV in vaccines all over the world, Asia, Africa, Latin America. They've been caught, State Department Memorandum 200, ordering people, ordering third world countries that they want IMF and World Bank loans to have one-child policies and to sterilize their women. This is real. And the UN's been caught in Africa and India adding female hormones to tetanus shots that cause an autoimmune response to the hormone release, thus sterilizing the women violently. That is, they have miscarriages each time. So effectively is a sterilization. So, yes, we know that through Big Pharma and through the water supplies that this is being done to us. We know that all of this is unfolding. We know all of this is happening. And we just have to have the will to face up to what's going on. Under socialized healthcare and government corporate kind of monopoly capitalism healthcare, they're going to call it socialist, they will force you to take the drugs and the products they want, and they are going to medicalize vitamins and minerals, already doing it, making fish oil now. They want to make it a drug and be over, not over the counter. Vitamin C, they want it to be a drug where you can't get it over the counter. This is they're shutting down the farms and ranches, animal ID, premises ID. This is a total control grid coming into place, Colin.
Yes, and the doctors are basically McDonald's orders takers. Would you like to supersize your drug size with that? Here, have some more. It'll kill you faster. You know, nobody's doing any class action lawsuits. We know that people who are dependent on insulin, 24 million diabetics in the U.S., I mean, they're all losing their kidneys and their eyesight because of this drug. It's just type
well, that's just how it is.
Google.
Yeah, I know. That's how it is when you have Eugenics running things. I'll check into it. Send me a blurb on it, and we'll look into it, sir. God bless you. All I know is the chemical process and the molecular makeup of corn syrup destroys the pancreas, which then, in turn, causes diabetes. Vaccines are linked to diabetes by major government studies. They just hide them. I know that they're putting corn syrup in over 50,000 products. So it's not just what corn syrup is bad. Let's Google half of corn syrup has mercury. Google that. It'll be Washington Post. And then I could sit here right now Googling vaccines, autism, vaccines, diabetes, vaccines, cancer, fluoride, cancer, and you will see government reports admitting it. You know, this is an opinion. I could Google Gardasil deaths and show you all the dead kids. In the trials, they admit it killed people. And that it doesn't even protect you from that type of cancer. There it is. Washington Post. Study finds high fructose corn syrup contains mercury. January 26, almost half of tested samples of commercial. They just hit reload on the page for some reason. Let me look over here. It says almost half of tested samples of commercial high fructose corn syrup contain mercury, which also found in nearly a third of 55 popular brand name food and beverage products where HFCS is the first or second highest labeled ingredient, according to two new U.S. studies. And it goes on from there. And then they go on to say, we don't know why mercury's in here. It's not involved in manufacturing. In fact, people don't believe me right now. Let's go ahead and put another one up. Google fluoridation of water, bone cancer. Absolute fact, more than doubles bone cancer in adolescent boys. In fact, 50 years ago, bone cancer in children was like finding a leprechaun or a leprechaun riding a magical unicorn. Didn't exist. Unknown. Not found anywhere. Now, we've gone from one person out of 40-plus people with cancer, dying of cancer, to one in three dying of cancer. It's about to be one in two. Fluoride, water causes cancer. London Guardian. Boys at risk from bone tumors. Shock research reveals. Folks, they knew in the 20s it was causing bone cancer, University of Texas, but it's a toxic sterilizer. It also is a toxic, it's a wonder chemical. It attacks all the glands, all the organs of the brain, has a calming and brain damaging effect. Look, I can go on for hours here with you. I mean, if you care about your kids, quit showering in fluoride water, quit drinking it. But I know you can't. You're so brain damaged by it. I am too. I've been hitting it hard that you're almost unable to respond. Let me think of some other ones to pull up for people. Vaccines linked to diabetes. And you know why vaccines are linked to diabetes? Because they cause an autoimmune response. That's why they cause brain damage. It isn't just the mercury. The brain swells up. The baby gets bleeding on the brain. Sometimes they have a convulsion in the hospital so the parents don't get in trouble. But if they have it in the car or normally overnight, mama comes in and the 18-month-old is just like a zombie now. You go to the hospital and they call in the police and take you to jail for hurting the baby because the CAT scan shows blood on the brain. Now, the diabolical bastards that do this, the doctor doesn't know. He's compartmentalized. They know it's even better, because then they get even more federal funds with CPS grabbing a special needs brain damaged kid. Then they run up the money, drugging the kid out until they normally die by age 15. Now, they kill all the foster kids with overdrugging. They'll get them on 20, 30, 40 drugs sometimes. Oh, I can show that to you right now, WOAI investigation. Let me see. Vaccine dangers linked between diabetes. That's the NCCN. Now, let's go ahead and click on that. There's WebMD. Go ahead. Childhood vaccinations, juvenile onset. And it's got all these medical doctors, PhD reports. You can read that for yourself right there, medical reports. Oh, let me think. I can just sit here and just keep throwing it at you. This isn't done by accident. This is scientific soft kill. Silent weapons for quiet wars done by design. Period. And so that's how they operate. That's how they do this. And so we'll go over some more of that. But let's continue right now with a few more of your phone calls here. Let's talk to Shadow in Pennsylvania. Shadow, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good, sir.
Wondering what your take is on the Senate Bill 787. The federal government wants to change jurisdiction over all waters in the United States. They're voting on it tomorrow. As a matter of fact, I urge your listeners to call their representatives to oppose this bill.
But is that H.R.? Is that H.R.?
It's S.787.
Oh, it's a Senate bill, 787. I had seen all the legislation to fully grab all water, turn it over under UN treaties. It's kind of a de facto, instead of having the Congress ratify the law of the sea, all our ports, creeks, waterways, a puddle in your backyard, literally, where they can come take your prop. This standardizes it to then comply with law of the sea, global taxation grid. But I hadn't seen the Senate bill. That's another one of the things. But Senate bill, give me the number again. We'll pull it up.
Senate bill 787.
Senate bill 787. You have a subsection for me so I can pull that up.
Section 4.
Yeah, Clean Water Restoration Act, U.S. Open Congress. Thank you. Please continue with the subsection.
Section 25, the term waters of the United States means all waters subject to the ebb and flow of the tide, territorial seas, interstate, intrastate waters, and their tributaries.
All right, let me stop you and tell the guys. Guys, you want to click on read and comment on full text of bill. Click on that for me, boys. Okay, sir, give me that subsection again. What section?
25.
All right, guys, do a control left to section 25. There it is. Yep. 25, confirming what you said. Yep. And see, I can't even keep track of this. They got federal bills to kidnap any kids they want federally with no records. We can't even cover it time-wise. They got bills to seize all the water, total federal control. There it is. I was aware of it. Hadn't even covered it on air. It's just incredible. Good job. Somebody needs to write an article and send it to writers at Infowars.com. You know, I've got Kurt and Paul about to work and Steve about to work on, because they only do articles. Did you hear me last hour how the Federal Reserve is going to take over every industry, every business, just total godlike powers under executive orders? Caller? I guess we lost him. Sir, are you getting something or are you still there? Yeah, he's going to listen to himself on air. Let him go. Thank you so much, caller. Excellent point. And again, it's you, the listeners, sitting on hold, who bring me this information. And there it is. Right there for you. And I'd read about different bills to do this, and I'd seen the House version. That must be the Senate version of it. So there you go. I mean, just total criminal takeover at every level of society. My God. And it's not just the government. The public's turning into degenerate criminals as well, I've been noticing on average. It's just total everything unraveling, falling apart right in front of us. Let's go ahead and take another call here. The Shadow certainly knew, didn't he? John in Texas. John, you're on the air, sir.
Hey, good to talk to you, Alex.
Good to talk to you.
I really enjoyed David Icke on the other day talking about the reptilian brain and the higher consciousness and stuff.
Well, people confuse that. I wasn't talking about reptoids from Alpha Centauris. I was talking about medical fact. In fact, pull up brain physiology, Google brain anatomy. And you know, I'm not even Googling reptilian brain, brain anatomy, and we'll put up on screen a map from a medical website of a brain. You've got the lower brain stem, its heart rate, you know, the lungs, things like that. And then you've got above that the reptilian brain that's sex, desire, money, survival. And then you've got the other higher faculties of the brain. So it's a bunch of different computer systems. And we'll pull that up. We got really slow internet in here. They don't have it faster here in this part of town we live in. Sorry, caller. Go ahead.
That's all right. I'm watching you on prisonplanet.tv, so I can see that as well. But I was going to say, you were in Waking Life, and I wonder if you had either experienced it yourself or looked into lucid dreaming at all as a kind of inner exploration and kind of merging your conscious and subconscious.
Yeah, what's the term? It's not like astronaut, but people that dream and call themselves dream travelers, it has a name like dream traveler. What is
that? Yeah, I can't remember. It's something not, but yeah, I can't. Stay there.
We'll talk more about it on the other side, then I'll get into the big enchilada, what the bankers are doing right now, and a lot more. And we got in studio coming up, Life in the Bubble, Blowing the American Dream. Stay with us. You don't want to miss this interview coming up in studio.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
It's distracting when you got film crews in your studio, but it's always fun. Okay, I mean, here's just regular physiology, and this is called the reptilian complex of the brain. That's what they teach in medical school. It's called the reptilian brain. And you got the limbic system and the neocortex. And then down here you got the brainstem and what it hooks into. And this is the area over the heart beating. Well, I guess people can't see me on TV pointing it out. Pull me up on screen and I'll show folks. See, right here you got the reptilian brain, limbic system, neocortex, and then down here you've got what the brainstem hooks into, the lower brain, and this is your heart rate and breathing and your blood pressure and all that type of stuff is regulated here. And this is the primitive area of the brain, which is identical in its physiology to a crocodile brain or an alligator brain. And that was my point. People thought I was endorsing what David says about other issues, which I'm not poo-pooing what he says. I just don't have any proof of it and don't cover it. And people got confused when I was saying that. But to go ahead and finish up what you were saying, caller.
I was just seeing if that's, after you were in Waking Life, if you ever looked into lucid dreaming or had ever experienced it yourself. It seems to me like it might be kind of like a further step in our evolution of thought as...
Well, let's just put it this way. I keep my visions to myself. How's that Fleetwood Mac song goes? Oh, here they come again, the crystal vision. I keep my vision to myself. I mean, yeah, I've obviously had a lot of wild dreams. Most people have. When I was a kid, I sleptwalked some. And that's just between the waking and the sleeping area. And I've had a lot of dreams that have come true. And you always know it's a dream that's very intense, very upsetting. It's like you've been somewhere else. And it could be something like a house being built on a hill. And you image the house, and you have dream after dream where you're in the house. And this is a dream I had when I was like 9. And then years later, I'd always remember the dream. I see him building that very house on the hill. And it didn't click. I was like, why is that house so interesting to me? And then later that night, I was in there with a girlfriend in the neighborhood. And I'm looking out the windows that hadn't been finished yet, out onto the hills and woods, and had the realization, wow, I've had this dream so many times. And then remembered the full dream. And it wasn't deja vu. It was because I'd remembered it. It was like I had a dream one time that a guy in a green and purple shirt came out from behind a building, a cinder block building, and attacked me. And I even told people about it because it was an upsetting dream. And then sure enough, that about a year later, I'm 16. We had to drive into Dallas to buy beer because the big beer stores there would sell to underage people. And I pull up, get out of the car. My buddies are parked around the back of the gas station. I'm walking with a case of beer. And from behind, it's like I went back into the dream as I was walking, see the cinder block, and I go, I've seen this before. Here comes the guy in the green and purple polo shirt and tries to mug me. And then I dealt with it. Enjoyably, of course. But the issue is that I have had dreams that have come true. But I don't really get into it on air and make a big issue out of it because, it kind of gets off into the hinterland. I have bills. I have legislation for martial law. I know this is going on. I know this is happening. And so I have the black and white, so I cover what I can prove. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, sure.
Good to hear from you, my friend. Yes, I am in the film Waking Life, because Rick Linklater lives in town and is a fan of the show, and I'm in Scanner Darkly. And I consulted on that film. People are always emailing me going, it has secret Masonic symbolism. It's not secret when they're wearing all-seeing eyes on their shirts. The whole point is they were wanting to expose the New World Order.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.